Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Genesis chapter 23, verses 1 through 20. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A continuation of the readings from the book of Genesis, the 23rd chapter. Sarah lived 127 years. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died at Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham went in to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And Abraham rose up from before his dead and said to the Hittites, I am a sojourner and a foreigner among you. Give me property among you for a burying place, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. The Hittites answered Abraham, Hear us, my lord, you are a prince of God among us. Bury your dead in the choicest of our tombs. None of us will withhold from you his tomb to hinder you from burying your dead. Abraham rose and bowed to the Hittites, the people of the land. And he said to them, If you are willing that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me and entreat for me Ephron, the son of Zohar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he owns. It is at the end of his field. For the full price, let him give it to me in your presence as a property for a burying place. Now Ephron was sitting among the Hittites, and Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the hearing of the Hittites, of all who went in at the gate of his city, No, my lord, hear me. I give you the field, and I give you the cave that is in it. In the sight of the sons of my people I give it to you. Bury your dead. Then Abraham bowed down before the people of the land, and he said to Ephron in the hearing of the people of the land, But if you will hear me, I will give the price of the field. Accept it from me, that I may bury my dead there. Ephron answered Abraham, My lord, listen to me. A piece of land worth 400 shekels of silver, what is that between you and me? Bury your dead. Abraham listened to Ephron, and Abraham weighed out for Ephron the silver that he had named in the hearing of the Hittites, 400 shekels of silver, according to the weights current among the merchants. So the field of Ephron in Machpelah, which was to the east of Mamre, the field with the cave that was in it, and all the trees that were in the field throughout its whole area, was made over to Abraham as a possession in the presence of the Hittites, before all who went in at the gate of his city. After this, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave of the field of Machpelah, east of Mamre, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. The field and the cave that is in it were made over to Abraham as property for a burying place by the Hittites. O Lord, have mercy upon us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Sarah died at 127 years old. She had brought forth Isaac in her 90th year. She and her husband had held fast together for many years. And it wasn't always smooth. There were various foolishnesses mixed in among that. But they held to each other faithfully. And here Abraham continues to show devotion to his dear wife, even in her death. He makes very careful preparations. He is not in haste. He picks out a choice place. He provides significant funds to provide for her dormitory room in the earth. And so he procured for her, first of all, and then his family, a lodging place, a double cave, for which he spent a goodly sum of money, to prepare a fit resting place for his dear wife. It was a pleasant place, a field filled with trees, the cave resting in its midst. What shall we say about this? Shall we speak about devotion and marriage, about faithfulness and love? How Sarah submitted to her husband and called him Lord. Shall we talk about Christian reverence for the body at the time of death? We, like our father, are not casual about these preparations, but treat our beloved ones with reverence and care. Shall we talk about the curse of sin, which causes each of us to return to the dust from which we are made? Perhaps we could talk about the promise made to Abraham. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. Sarah had chuckled at this, but yet she believed it. And Abraham believed that promise. It was credited to him as righteousness. So why does the Holy Spirit cause these scriptures to be written for our understanding? Why is it important for us to learn about the purchase of a cave and the burial of a wife? This is a good reason. Jesus said, "Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." This account of Abraham buying beautiful burial grounds for his wife and his family tells us something about Abraham, and that, dear Christians, because he is the father of the faith, is important to us. Abraham believed in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. That's not a New Testament thing. Abraham believed it. He believed that God could raise Isaac even if Abraham had plunged the knife into his chest. He knew God could raise him. And by his careful preparation for Sarah's burial, we see that he has this hope for her also. He has this hope because of the promise made to him that all nations would be blessed in him. He reverently cares for his wife even in her death, for he knows that though she has died, she will live. Abraham rejoiced to see Jesus' day. Abraham was a wanderer on this earth. He went forth from his Mesopotamian home, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land. He was looking forward to the city that has foundations. He looked continually forward to the day that the Lord had promised to him, and he rejoiced in the promise of God and the great day of Jesus Christ. It's the same day we look toward. We long for it. We hope for it. He who is incarnate by the Spirit and born of the Virgin, worshipped by Gentiles, he healed the multitudes and raised the dead and preached the good news to the poor, and he was put to death for it. But having suffered for the sins of the world, Jesus, too, was reverently laid into a cave in the dust of the earth. And from there he rose triumphant over sin and ascended to the right hand of the Father. We don't grow weary of hearing this. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. And so, like Abraham, we look forward to the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, when he will raise the dead and bring us to himself. Our own death and burial always loom over us. The dust of the earth awaits our bodies. Like our Father, we look forward to and rejoice to see Jesus' day. We look forward to the day of resurrection. Abraham buried Sarah in that cave, looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. And we, part of that great starry sky of his descendants, wait and pray and look forward along with him. The field of Ephron in Machpelah, which was to the east of Mamre, the field with the cave that was in it, and all the trees that were in the field throughout its whole area, were made over to Abraham as his possession. The only thing he owned. And in that cave, Sarah, and then Abraham, and then Isaac and Rebecca, and Jacob and Leah, they still rest, still wait in the great day, the day of the Lord. And we too await that day with our Christian loved ones resting in the dust of the earth. We await the Lord's trumpet and his great command, "Come forth," And from that cave in Mamre, and from all the Christian graves will come a host arrayed in white, holding palm branches in their hand, and singing eternal praise to God and to his Lamb. God grant it to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.